From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump on Monday said the separation of children from their parents trying to enter the United States illegally is, quote, so sad. But he showed no signs of changing the policy. At the White House, he said a country without borders is not a country at all. We want safety and security for our country, and it starts with the border. His comments on immigration recently have angered Republicans and Democrats alike. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The voices are as varied as former First Lady Laura Bush, who says the separation policy is cruel and immoral, and Democratic Senator Chris Murphy, who says the president's terrorizing little kids.
It's absolutely barbaric.
But the president is again falsely blaming Murphy and his colleagues.
It's very strongly the Democrats' fault
for not changing immigration laws. In the meantime, the president says his administration's doing what's needed to protect the country.
The United States will not be a migrant camp, and it will not be a refugee holding facility. Won't be.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Almost 2,000 children have been sent to mass detention centers or foster care from mid-April to the end of May. The Pentagon has confirmed to VOA that its troops have begun what defense officials call coordinated but independent patrols with Turkey near the volatile northern Syrian city of Manbij. Earlier this month, Turkey and the U.S. agreed on a plan to overcome months of dispute over the city. A spokesman said the U.S. is patrolling on one side and Turkish troops are patrolling on the other, but these patrols, he said, are not joint. This is VOA News. Officials in South Korea are reacting cautiously to the expected suspension of military exercises with American troops. An announcement could come this week that the joint exercises are being put on hold. Routine joint training would continue. At least three people are dead, more than 200 injured, after a strong earthquake struck western Japan Monday. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda reports.
The 6.1 magnitude tremor came during the Monday morning rush hour. Local media say two of the deaths, including a child, were caused by a wall collapse. A third person was killed by a bookcase. The quake brought much of Osaka to a standstill, forcing people off trains and shutting down factories. It's also cut off natural gas for over 100,000 homes, and it's estimated that it might not be restored for up to 12 days.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda. In Gambia, two people have been killed and others, including police officers, critically injured. In clashes stemming from a long-standing dispute over sand mining, villagers want a mining site relocated. The site remained tense and chaotic after the clashes. A state of emergency has been declared in Papua New Guinea after rioting this week in the remote Pacific Islands Southern Highlands province. Rioters torched an airplane belonging to the national air carrier and set fire to several buildings. The World Health Organization is adding gaming disorder to its section on mental and addictive disorders in the new International Classification of Diseases. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the ICD launch at WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The International Classification of Diseases was last revised 28 years ago. Changes which have occurred since then are reflected in this edition. Gaming disorder has been added to the section on mental and addictive disorders because demand for services to tackle this condition has been growing. Gaming disorders usually are linked to a system of rewards or incentives, such as accumulating points in competition with others or winning money. These games are commonly played on electronic and video devices. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Arab coalition forces bombed Houthi fighters stationed at the airport of the country's main port in Yemen, Hodeida, in the sixth day of an UAE-led offensive. And in the Gaza Strip, Israeli jets struck nine targets belonging to the Islamist group Hamas in retaliation for incendiary kites and balloons being flown over the border in recent weeks. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.